And now I'm graced with the pleasure of two-thirds of displeasure. Is that what you call yourselves?
Yeah,
I guess so. Exact proportion.
Yeah.
Kia ora pe and
hello.
Kia ora koutou.
Thank you for coming on. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. Displeasure, pleasure to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
And you guys have been in and around Otipoti and some of these spaces a bit before. Have you guys come up and been involved with the station before? You've been up here for interviews and some stuff.
We did a live to air as like I guess the other band that is comprised of the three of us.
Do we don't speak of the other band?
we can speak of it.
There's a rivalry.
Yeah.
We played a live to air. God, it must have been like 2017 or 18, something like that.
That's cool.
Quite a long time ago. Yeah. It was fun.
Cool. And so I guess for maybe for people who haven't heard Displeasure before, could you give us like a description of what, I don't even know how you describe your guys' sound, but could you give us a description of what your guys' project is and what your sort of sound or vibe or intentions or, yeah, rundown of it?
I guess we've sort of kind of tried to find like a string of adjectives to describe it recently. I guess we sort of describe ourselves as, I guess it's like anarcho-industrial punk, but there's definitely like a maybe like influence from like EBM, like you know, 80s kind of synthy sort of industrial stuff, and definitely kind of I guess has what we sort of intentionally political,
So yeah, the other band that we will speak, and we've played for a long time, for 10 years, almost exactly 10 years together as Unsanitary Napkin, as a, but that's like a guitar, bass, and drums, you know, hardcore punk band, and Displeasure has, you know, brought in electronic influence, so all the bass is played on a sampler, and it means we can do crazy electronics as well as intense guitar and drums and vocals.
And not like, I don't know, not to glorify that, but you can kind of see that that's a direction that a lot of contemporary and alternative musicians and creative spaces are becoming more used to, like seeing those kind of hybrid types of music. And I feel like they're actually not like that defined yet. Like a lot of people are still trying to figure out, is this cyber rock, is this you know, like is this dance punk, is this like digital hardcore and stuff.
I guess digital hardcore is another
kind of thing. I think all of those words have been used to describe Displeasure, and we're really bad at
words, but we also kind of, I guess there's like room to kind of define ourselves based on like influences and you know, I guess
And I suppose it sounds like obviously the political element is a real big drive to the sound as well. Do you guys, does that kind of come before what you, when you, before writing music, or does that come like at the forefront of every idea? Like are you like, this is a punk riff and like what can we write about this time, or are you like, we're gonna write a song about looks over beef chump?
I think like, I guess the thematic, I guess the intent always comes first, you know, like we're sort of like, I feel like I don't really know how to write lyrics about anything else, and I don't really want to, you know, in a way, like it's kind of our political outlet, I guess, in a way.
And the politics are kind of the reason for the music. But when we're actually writing stuff, like sometimes it'll be a theme that comes first, a lyrical theme that comes first, or an issue that we want to tackle. Sometimes that comes first, and other times someone will write a bass line or a guitar riff or whatever, and we'll sort of fit. You know, we come at it from multiple directions.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we've also got, you're on tour with a couple of other very wonderful artists who are actually kind of miming at us and looking at us a little bit from the other room. Not sure if they're listening. It looks like they're not listening in. but how did you get to being on tour with two, I'm not going to say like crazy different, but like totally different genre or sphere, or might even play at different shows in different spaces, and you kind of merge together all three of your kind of different aesthetics or maybe approaches to music, and to just go get in the van and go on a tour? Like, how does that come about, and what makes you kind of want, have the drive and want to do that sort of stuff, as opposed to, you know, we're going to be a digital punk band playing with all other digital punk bands?
I guess we sort of like connected to Alphabet Head through the All Seeing Hand, which was Ben's band. It was Alphabet Head, Ben, on drums and Johnny Marks on vocals. And we actually toured together like almost 10 years ago as with Alphabet Head, with All Seeing Hand rather, on Sanitary Napkin and All Seeing Hand, primarily because we were mates, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
cool.
And it was really great time. Yeah, we had a really fun time, and I think that was definitely part of the motivation for this tour. We just knew we'd like have a good time together, and had gotten to know Will and Emma, and I mean David kind of put the tour together.
Cool.
Yeah, and Bird Party, because Bird Party were living in Whanganui for a long time, and we were living in Whanganui for a long time.
Yeah. Cool.
We played lots of shows together, and like Displeasure and Bird Party kind of started at basically the same time. We asked them to play our first ever show, I think, in Whanganui. Which they weren't able to, but it happened like a few months later.
Yeah.
They gave a thumbs up, so I think that means yes.
It's like, for us, it's like a dream lineup.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Like playing mixed shows is really, I don't know, it just keeps it super interesting. And it means that people from lots of different backgrounds, it's not just people from one scene or one particular community that come to shows like that. It means you end up with, really interesting mixtures of people, of all kinds of different people at shows, as well as all kinds of different bands.
I feel like to some extent, I kind of associate that with some of those smaller town scenes where, like, everyone's used to, like, everyone in one band plays in another band, a different genre, so you kind of just figure out how to have a fun time on a tour with your friends.
And people just want to party.
Whanganui is like
that. Otipoti, I think, is a bit like that too. Yeah.
It's like if you like music, you go to a show rather than like if you have some genre allegiance.
I love that.
And it helps kind of pull apart, I feel, the sort of tendency that if you're in one genre that you have to have, it's like not a competition, but you know, it's kind of like this one's opening for this one, who's then opening. Instead, you can just create a vibe where you're like, okay, this band is going to be cool to go into this one, and then that one's the party act at the end, or you know, like
for sure,
have a open up the way people perceive like music spaces and environments, which is really cool.
And it does feel a lot freer and less less hierarchical, just heaps more fun.
I guess that also makes me think of touring as well, and touring internationally, which you guys have done a wee bit, and like kind of in and around this project and kind of different, it sounds like, did you kind of do like a weird little weasel around a few different projects in your most recent kind of tour of is it with Japan that you guys did?
Japan and Taiwan.
Cool.
We were touring in for pretty much all of September.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
And that was mainly Displeasure, and then another band that I play in called Fog also. And then Ru, our guitarist. Guitarist in Displeasure, bassist in Unsanitary Napkin. They have an amazing two-piece with their partner, Allison, and they played a bunch of shows.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so we had these kind of three, like, sort of overlapping.
Yeah.
Like, we played some shows all together, some shows separate. It was, it was amazing.
Cool.
It was really lovely to have, like, and all three bands playing quite different music.
Yeah. I like, I suppose that kind of ties into what we were just talking about, but also, how has that come to, like, affect your interest in music, or even this project to some extent, but playing in different spaces, and especially different countries with, like, completely different cultural approaches to, like, music and gigs, but also, you know, you get quite cool different feedback and get to learn from and see different acts. But what's that been like for you guys as a, I suppose, as a learning thing, but also maybe how it affects this project as well, like what Displeasure does?
Yeah, it's. I think one of the things about the Japan tour was that we toured Japan 2 years prior as Unsanitary Napkin, so a lot of the bands that we played with, we had met before, and some of them we had played with before, and with Death Row as well, who we met the first time we toured in Japan, and then he came to New Zealand earlier in the year, and we played with him, and then
and with Ram Raid.
And with Ram Raid.
Amazing.
So I feel like, I don't know, we were really privileged because he's kind of well connected in a way. He knows lots of different bands, and because he plays just relentlessly. And so he helped us organize a bunch of the shows. I think, it would have been a lot more difficult without those initial connections. What do you think in terms of the...
It was just, super inspiring. Like, we come back really just blown away by how amazing bands and, you know, people making all kinds of different music in Japan and Taiwan and basically anywhere else we've ever been. But I mean, it happens when we tour around Aotearoa as well. When we just see what's happening in different cities and the punk shows in Japan are never, or the ones that we play anyway, they're never like sort of just punk shows, you know. It's never just kind of like five bands that sound similar. It's like really a lot of diversity, a lot of variation musically, and it was amazing and inspiring, and shows it early, which is really convenient. And everyone goes out to, everyone from the show will go out to eat afterwards and hang out until like 3 a.m. So we really loved that aspect of it too.
And taking pictures together at the end, I love that.
Such a nice
place. Never been in so many group photos.
Whoever's there, you know, it's like,
I know,
it's like the bands, the bar sound stuff. People, bar stuff, and just like, you know, if there's like punters hanging out, they get to participate in the photos.
The restaurant stuff, and it's like afterwards,
super lovely.
I have like the background on my phone was a show that I played in Japan, and like all the people, because it's just, everyone just looks so happy. It's like a wholesome environment, and it's so cool because people can express all this amazing political stuff, but at the same time, everyone's so supportive of each other doing it. And then it's a great way to have cool, genuine connections with people in different spaces and learn from them in ways that you wouldn't get to if you otherwise dealt with them in a travelling sense or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Taiwan was super interesting like that as well, because there's a lot of cross-pollination between the underground music scene in Japan and the underground music scene in Taiwan, and bands go back and forth. But the people involved in the collectives that organized the shows we played in Taiwan, they were saying that that's a very new thing for them. They're having anarchist collectives organizing punk shows. There's not like a long tradition of that, apparently. They were saying it's sort of a really fresh thing, and it felt like a really fresh kind of energy. People were
But they were also like
excited and amazing.
Like that, there was like a no one was jaded, you know. So it felt fresh in that respect. But they were just so organized and
they're running screen printing workshops running anarchist info shops, and they run this like cafe. It's just like people involved in that collective. They just do so much animal rights protests. And there's collaborations between different collectives as well. They were really inspired by Indonesian punk collectives. A big part of the impetus for what they're doing.
We were super inspired by them.
I guess maybe talking about your album that you're touring, can you give us like a little bit of a description of what Annihilation Billionaire Death Drive is? What it was like maybe to make? Is it something you've been working on for a while? I don't know. I can hear a totally different sound and a movement, and to some extent maybe even more of a familiarity with your the cool style that you guys play in, kind of comes out in this even more, which is really exciting to hear your sound moving. But what's that feel like for you guys? Do you feel like you're changing somewhere? Is this just a screenshot of what you're working on? Did it feel like a whole bunch of ideas that you tried to put together as a concept, or is it just an awesome scream about what's pissing you off? Not to, I don't mean to project those ideas onto you. I mean what you say, what it is to you.
I think you nailed it. It's kind of all of those things.
Yeah, it's kind of all of those things.
Yeah.
I think, there's a couple of songs in there that we've been playing for a while, and we released one of the singles, Cowards, as a earlier. Mm. Can't sort of describe how it came together, but we definitely, I guess, we had ideas about, you know, we definitely have thoughts about like state of the world
and how much we hate billionaires, which is a common theme across both bands.
Because they're responsible for many of the world's ills, and I guess this idea that, you know, they're responsible for a lot of damage, both sort of socially and environmentally, but instead of sort of attempting to remedy any of the things that they've sort of, any of the problems they've participated in creating, they're just like, they've got the resources to, well, in theory, like, leave the planet and just, like, set up a society elsewhere.
Or at least leave everybody else. Childish fantasy about that.
I mean, whether or not that's actually realistic is, like, you know. But, yeah. And then it's sort of, I guess there's the kind of the beef chump and the Real Men Don't Wipe. I guess that's kind of there's like a little levity there, but it's also kind of, we sort of think about it as almost like, it's sort of starts with these this sort of, you know, toxic masculinity, these like harmful ideas, and then the sort of that's sort of what leads to fascism, I suppose. All this kind of evolution from these like harmful but seemingly innocuous ideas. Well, not innocuous, but and then the sort of we've seen the trajectory, which has sort of become sort of full blown fascism. Yeah, articulating that poorly, but
no, totally. And I feel like I think it stands out, really stands out in this project how well you managed to make fun of the comedy in that, while also like approaching it with total seriousness and like aggression about that seriousness, but also like there's that communal fun of electronic music, you know, and that's awesome. Like to get the fury and the politicism of like yelly punk. And then also the, like, silly making fun of the bad guys, of, like, those funny themes and stuff while you're still playing dance music that makes people feel put together, and that sense of community that, like, you get from club scenes that maybe, even though punk scenes have an amazing sense of community, they might not get the exact same, like, you know, pure joy that a lot of people find in, like, club communities and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's really... That's great to hear.
I'm going to check on a song from that soon as well. Is there any standout ones that you... I think last time when you released it, I played Annihilation and End because I liked those two together. So they're quite short songs. We could even do two in a row. But any particular you'd like me to play and then we could talk about as well?
Why? So there's two that that kind of go together, or like that were sort of intended as two parts of the same song, which are Extraction and Annihilation.
Okay.
And they're the ones that probably most heavily... So we, part of the process of making the album that we'd never done, this was a really new thing for us, was working with David Alphabet Head to produce the album.
Yeah.
And his production, it just lifted everything so much. And it meant that we could just be sitting with him and have whatever crazy ideas popped into our heads, and he can just make it happen. Like, so Hannah was like, oh, I really want like some... dentist drill sounds to like represent, and David was like, well, I've got these jackhammer samples, so we'll put those in, and then it fit in with the theme of extraction, of like billionaires sucking everything out of the earth, and then and Mortal Kombat samples and Annihilation, because we wanted to it was just really fun to put together.
And The Matrix, because I have like a just forever love for The Matrix. We sort of thought that was relevant as well, so chucked like a Neo scream in there, and
you know. Cool. Awesome. Well, I'll chuck them on in just a moment, but before you guys go as well, I believe you have to zoom off to the airport to pick up like one more member, which is exciting too. But do you got any last words for the people of Otsipotsi? Everyone, of course, come to the show. It'll be absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see you all playing. All three of the touring acts are like some of my favourite ones I've been listening to in Aotearoa for the past couple of years. But any other words you wanted to say to the people?
Oh,
maybe just abolish billionaires and free Palestine.
Hell yeah.
Toitou tatariti.
Aye. Kia ora, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you guys here, and I can't wait to see y'all playing too.
Kia ora.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. There we go. We just had displeasure here in the studio, chilling and having an absolutely mean corridor. Let's rock right into Extraction and Annihilation. You're tuned into Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi here on the Friday Drive. Hope you're having a beautiful little Friday TGIF, and hope you're chilling, partying, doing whatever you want and love.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.